I am a poet, one that just happens to write in a forest. My forest is the Rainbow Forest right here in South Charlotte, North Carolina. When I enter this forest or any other collection of trees, I never know what I'm going to write about. These aren't my words. These are the lyrics from Rainbow Forest. Chapter number 371, June 3rd, 2023. This spring, we've been adding to this forest in South Charlotte. No, not trees. Oh, we have too many of those. The umbrella above has to be trimmed, so we're trying to add light to the forest floor. This new season, we're adding foliage on the ground for the animals and the insects to find cover, food, and or a beautiful place in the sights they see. The other day, I spotted two young adults walking through this lay of land. I felt no reason to ask them to leave. I mean, what if this forest is preparing the imagination of the next writer or poet? I wasn't the first to experience this collection of trees. I'm only part of the continuation, a page or two that might one day serve as a stone on the path leading several other creative minds to a place to catch and release. The new foliage, it adds to the journey. To rise each new spring, to be present with this tiny little dot on the map. Giving to nature, not taking from nature. You could do this in your own backyard, or a park, or even a mountainside. Add something to the beauty of nature. But it is very human to go to these beautiful national parks and take all we can, all of that energy. Some of us steal stones. Other people take other items. You take from Mother Nature. But what are you giving back to Mother Nature? And I'm not talking about things of monetary value. What I'm talking about is the energy from your mind, body, and soul. What are you giving to nature so it can be there for the next generation? Sure, I was startled in the very beginning to see two people I had no clue what even their names are walking through this forest. But there was no way I was going to be that old curmudgeon man. Get off my land! What do you think you're doing? What I heard in my heart was exactly what I wrote. This could be the first steps of a poet, a songwriter, a book writer. Someone with an imagination that will grow just like this foliage every single spring. There's music to be heard. There's life to be lived. Where is your place of sharing? Not taking, sharing. I'm Errol. These are not my words. These are the lyrics from Rainbow Forest.